Hey guys, welcome to this brand new episode of Astrophysica's podcast. This is Aman Mohan and with me is Krishna. Hey Krishna.
Hi Aman. Hi everyone.
Great. So guys, today our topic is about a completely different branch of astronomy like astrophysics, and it's called physical cosmology. Okay. So basically, it's the study of the largest scale structures and dynamics of the universe, and is concerned with fundamental questions about its formation and evolution.
Exactly. And for most of human history, it was a branch of metaphysics and religion. Cosmology as a science originated with the Copernican principle, which implies that celestial bodies obey identical physical law to those on Earth, and Newtonian mechanics, which first allowed us to understand those laws.
True. And as it is now understood, it began with the 20th century development of Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity and better astronomical observations of extremely distant objects. So first, Edwin Hubble discovered that the universe contains a huge number of external galaxies beyond the Milky Way. Then, work by Westo Slipher and others showed that the universe is expanding.
Yeah, and all of these advances made it possible to speculate about the origin of universe and allowed scientists to establish Big Bang as the leading cosmological model. Few researchers still advocate any of a handful alternative cosmologies, and professional cosmologists generally agree that the Big Bang would best explain our observations.
True. And cosmology draws heavily on the work of many disparate areas of research in physics. Areas relevant to cosmology include particle physics experiments and particle physics phenomenology theory, including string theory, astrophysics, general relativity, and even plasma physics. So cosmology basically unifies the physics of the largest structures in the universe with the physics of the smallest structures in the universe.
Exactly. And the early acceleration called cosmic inflation happened when the universe was extremely young and extremely energetic. It generated the initial density fluctuation, which eventually led to the formation of structures in the universe such as galaxies, stars, planets, and ultimately ourselves.
Yeah, and the latent acceleration has only begun fairly recently in the history of the universe. And it's a great mystery since it happened on very large scales. In fact, the energies at which these two epochs occurred are at least 15 orders of magnitude apart.
Yeah. And the physical laws that govern the universe prescribe how an initial state evolves with time. In classical physics, if the initial state of a system is specified exactly, then the subsequent motion will be completely predictable.
Yeah. Whereas in quantum physics, specifying the initial state of a system allows one to calculate the probability that it will be found in another, it will be found in any other state at a later time. And cosmology attempts to describe the behavior of the entire universe using these physical laws. So in applying these laws to the universe, one immediately encounters a problem. So what is the initial state that the law should be applied to? Krishna.
So in practice, cosmologists tend to work backwards by using the observed properties of universe now to understand what it was like at the earlier times. This approach has proved very successful. However, it has led cosmologists back to the question of the initial condition.
Yeah, and one of the contenders for a theory of initial conditions is quantum cosmology and the application of quantum theory to the entire universe. At first, this sounds absurd because typically large systems such as the universe obey classical and not quantum laws.
Yeah, and Einstein's theory of general relativity is classical theory that accurately describes the evolution of universe from the first fraction of a second to its existence now. However, it is known that general relativity is inconsistent with the principle of quantum theory and is therefore not an appropriate description of physical processes that occur at very small length scales or even at a very short times. To describe such process, one requires a theory of quantum gravity.
Yeah, and this is where quantum cosmology comes in. So basically, it is the attempt in theoretical physics to develop a quantum theory of the universe. And this approach attempts to answer open questions of classical physical cosmology, particularly those related to the first phases of the universe.
And the classical cosmology is based on Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity, which describes the evolution of universe very well, as long as you do not approach the Big Bang.
Yeah, and it is the gravitational singularity and the Planck time where relativity theory fails to provide what must be demanded for a final theory of space and time. So therefore, a theory is needed that integrates relativity theory as well as quantum theory. And such an approach is attempted, for instance, with loop quantum cosmology, loop quantum gravity, string theory, and casual set theory. And in quantum cosmology, the universe is treated as a wave function instead of a classical space-time.
Exactly. And at any moment, the universe is described by a geometry of three spatial dimensions, as well as by any matter field that may be present. Given this data, anyone can, in principle, use the path integral to calculate the probability of evolving to any other prescribed state at a later time. However, this still requires a knowledge of initial state. It does not explain it.
Yeah, that is true. And quantum cosmology is a possible solution to this problem. In 1983, Stephen Hawking and James Hardle developed a theory of quantum cosmology, which has become to known as the no boundary proposal.
And we know that path integral involves a sum over four dimensional geometries that have boundaries matching onto the initial and final three geometries. However, the Hartle-Hawking proposal is to simplify, do away with initial three geometry to only include four dimensional geometries that match onto the final three geometry. The path integral is interpreted as giving the probability of a universe with certain properties being created from nothing.
Yeah, so I really hope we live long enough to see a theory, which can explain all these phenomena.
Yeah.
So, guys, that's it for this week's episode. See you all next week. And until then, this is Aman Mohan signing off with Krishna. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.